Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Richard in Billings just sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Did you see the Babylon Bee headline? Trump indicted for assassination attempt. Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah. Did you see the one? They had another one. For those who don't know, the Babylon Bee is satire. Some of the best satire out there. Babylon Bee CEO Seth Dillon was here in Montana earlier this year as the headliner for a Billings Christian School fundraiser. Trump indicted for assassination attempt. If you watch The View and some of these other outfits, I think Travis actually wasted some of his time and watched The View. He's still recovering. But they actually think that Donald Trump is to blame for his own assassination, the assassination attempt on his own life. My goodness. But there were some other hilarious Babylon Bee headlines. Did you see the one that shows the steps coming down from Air Force One? And the headline was something to the effect of how they're going to charge the stairs on Air Force One for attempting to assassinate Joe Biden, for trying to take out Joe Biden for the stumbles that he's had on the stairs. Yeah, you got to get a good laugh in, and the Babylon Bee provides it every single time, don't they? On a more serious note, though, we had some very interesting callers in our statewide 9 o'clock hour of the show yesterday. And, you know, you never know what we're going to talk about. You never know what's going to come up. And even if we tried to plan it all out, we take phone calls so it can go, you know, pew, 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 all different directions. But I threw out the question. I was like, because I heard somewhere in the news yesterday morning as I was preparing for this show, I heard a woman say that the look on Donald Trump's face, the look in his eyes, he looked like a new man. And obviously, and then I had just some interesting messages come from people who said, yeah, if you nearly die, if you have a near-death experience, you are going to be a changed person. It's just going to happen. And you may not even realize it until, you know, days, weeks, months, years down the road. But yeah, he definitely had this a different look in his eye, didn't he? Even Chuck Todd, the very anti-Trump former host of Meet the Press on NBC, he was on MSNBC. And I think along with Katie Turr is her name, and they both said something similar.
You weren't the only one. We all were noticing this, and I think we all had different conversations. We're going, boy, that just looks like a different Trump. But he's a human being, right? And I think sometimes we so cover these presidential candidates as caricatures, we forget that there's a human being here. And, you know, part of me wondered, is this the first time he's been in a crowded room? Is he going to feel... If you've been shot at in a crowd, are you going to be comfortable no matter what the Secret Service tells you how safe things are?
See, I don't know. He looked comfortable, if you ask me. He looked very at peace. I think that was the look that I saw in Trump's eyes. He looked very much at peace. But Chuck Todd is onto something there. The dehumanizing coverage that they've given to Donald Trump is pretty unprecedented, isn't it?
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The U.S. Capitol Police recently arrested a man who broke off from the public tour of the Capitol. He then swiped a half dozen phones belonging to congressional national security aides who left their electronic devices outside a secure workspace. Police busted David Octavius Daffin in connection with the phone liftings. Police say Daffin apparently returned to the Capitol after having been previously arrested 5 days earlier for unlawfully entering a congressional employee's vehicle. Police say Daffin went to where aides on the Defense Subcommittee of the House Appropriations Committee work. They accuse him of swiping six phones, a smartwatch, and a pair of earphones that aides left outside a secure area. Electronic devices are typically not allowed inside secure workspaces where classified information may be viewed. Committee staff members have since installed lockboxes to secure their devices outside the workspace that was robbed in this case. Daffin later returned to the Capitol for a third time a few days later. Officers arrested Daffin on the East Plaza of the Capitol. He's accused of violating the conditions of his release. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
All right, you guys know what's going to be happening over the next few months. Google, Facebook, these left-wing Silicon Valley folks, they're going to be doing everything they can to interfere in the election. They do not want you to see the information that I am sharing with you on our Montana Talks website. They're going to figure out a way to keep it off of your feed. So here's how you get the important information, especially about Montana. Download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. Make sure you get the notifications. You'll get it all there.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. I want to pivot here to some important Montana news as well. But since we are have been talking about the Republican National Convention news, obviously we've had the Montana angles for you. But I got to get to this one because it ties in with what we've been talking about here. You know, you've got these liberal nut jobs in the news somehow trying to blame Donald J. Trump. You know, Richard in Billings sent us this Babylon Bee headline: Trump indicted for inciting assassination attempt. A great satirical news headline. By the way, I saw another great Babylon Bee headline that I shared via X yesterday. Did you guys hear New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat out of New Jersey, was just, what was he, found guilty in that corruption trial there. Anyway, Biden condemns, this is from the Babylon Bee, Biden condemns Menendez for taking bribes in gold rather than fungible assets laundered by 20 different shell companies. Another great Babylon Bee headline. Okay, did you guys see? So night one of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Donald Trump had this big white bandage covering his ear. Now, look, I had a piece of skin cancer removed from the side of my head several years ago. I've had things like that. And yeah, you're going to have a big bandage on the side of your head. They tell you to put the big bandage on the side of your head, right? And I only had one little layer removed. And thanks to some great dermatologists in Bozeman, where I had the surgery done at the time. But yeah, I had this big patch on the side of my face. And so I joked about how, you know, at the time I could run for Congress now that, you know, they drilled a hole in the side of my head. But you're going to have this big bandage on your head and doctors are going to recommend it because, you know, I'm assuming they must have done some sort of skin grafting or something like that. Right. So you want to cover it up to allow it to heal. And so some of these liberal nut jobs not only have been openly saying how, make America aim again, but they also are openly running with conspiracy theories that somehow Donald J. Trump was behind this to make it all happen. And then they claimed that when he walked out into the Republican National Convention arena, that he staged it, that the white bandage over the ear that just got shot by an attempted assassin, that somehow that the white bandage was a prop. That's how loony these people are. Here you go. Joe Concha was on Fox and Friends First earlier this morning. And when I say early, I mean like before 04 in the morning Montana time.
Here's how the New York Times put it. On the first night of this convention, Trump was his own biggest prop. He entered the VIP box, a large white bandage on his injured right ear, an image for political mobilization, a spectacle for this candidate who we know is, by his own admission, obsessed with assorted spectacles.
So, Joe, the ear bandage was a spectacle. I don't know. I'm reviewing my notes right now. I think it was because he was shot in the ear and he needed a bandage. It's medical.
You hear the way Ari Melber put that? His injured right ear. Injured. To your point, a bullet went through the ear, and he's wearing a bandage because he lost part of the ear. We are 3 days since this man nearly got his head blown off, only because he turned his head a little bit more to read some notes that were given to him on a screen around immigration. Is he alive right now? And MSNBC, as sick as they are, and Ari Melber, as sick as he is, Go to hell, Arby Melber, quite frankly, because to say something like that, it's a prop? Give me a break. Show some any sort of human dignity in this moment, and he couldn't do that, as could many on that network, quite frankly.
You know, in fact, it was crazy. So yesterday, I told you guys how last night, right about the same time, I mentioned how we were going to be doing this event in Hardin. You know, I've been traveling the state doing events paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. We've been calling out Bidenomics, calling out the massive government spending by Joe Biden and John Tester. And so literally we go everywhere and we talk to anybody and everybody. We're deliberately working to get outside of these echo chambers. I mean, it's great that conservatives have weekly luncheons and Lincoln Reagan dinners. That's great, right? I'm not saying those aren't important, but what I'm saying is like, okay, what are we doing to reach everybody else? And so that's what we're doing, is we're going out and just talking to everyday folks. No joke, we had this woman came up, and after the first 30 seconds, we had a very nice conversation with this woman. I enjoyed talking with this woman. But when she first came up to us, she was like, well, what are you guys doing here? I came over to here to see what you're doing. And I said, well, we're talking about Bidenomics. And before I could say anything more, this woman literally, I'm right in mainstream Hardin, and she said to me, she says, well, I'm one of those people who wishes the shooter didn't miss. And, you know, I'm not trying to pick fights with people out there. We're trying to engage and have conversation with people. And I was just like, and so... So anyway, so she said that. And so then we just kind of kept talking. And like I say, after that moment, we had a very nice, pleasant conversation. And it was just amazing to me that not only somebody would say something like that, but actually believes something like that and actually wishes something like that had happened. But then can just pivot and just go on to having a normal, nice conversation. Immediately after saying something like that, that because she doesn't like somebody's politics, she wishes they had been killed by an assassin's bullet. It's not just some... I mean, literally, these are people right down the street from you right now that believe these things and say these things. And if I just, man, it's just crazy to me. Absolutely crazy to me. But here's where I think it really is dangerous. It's not just about some big dehumanized politician in the news. Is that oftentimes these folks on the fringe, on the radical left, they'd be okay with it happening to everyday Trump supporters.
This is Fox on Justice. The Secret Service is cracking down on Florida scammers using credit card skimmers to steal people's information. These hidden devices can capture people's credit card details in just seconds. The mission was called Operation Sunburst, a coordinated effort to visit over 200 locations in Orlando looking for skimming devices placed on top and inside of ATMs, gas pumps, and point-of-sale devices. The fraudsters are quick and sneaky with their tactics. The Secret Service says they've traced these devices to an organized crime ring led by people from Eastern Europe. Here's Brian Lambert, the Assistant Director of Investigations.
If a state loads their benefits at 8 a.m. on the first of the month, our criminal groups are at the ATMs at 8 a.m. on the first of the month with a series of cards, busting them out or getting the cash out of them before the victim can even wake up and try to use it.
This type of fraud continues to grow nationally, costing consumers an estimated $1 billion a year in losses. Dana Marie McNichol, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With mostly sunny skies across the region for today, high temperature readings will stay in the lower 90s in Bozeman to the upper 90s in the Billings area. For tonight, we can expect clear to partly cloudy skies. Temperatures will drop back off in the lower to middle 60s. And the outlook for Thursday does call for more sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-90s to around 100. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
The National Corn Growers is joining five other commodity groups in sending a letter to Commerce Secretary Raimondo on possible herbicide tariffs. The groups are asking the secretary to consider the impacts on farmers as she reviews a petition by ag chemical company Corteva that would place duties on imports of the herbicide 2,4-D. They say restricting imports of 2,4-D will have wide-ranging consequences for farmers. They added that America's farmers cannot solely rely on Corteva, which is the only domestic supplier of 2,4-D, because there's not enough to meet demand. The letter also says that if it's granted, the petition would cause availability shortages and hamper growers' ability to be successful.
Are you concerned about the impact government policies could have on your cattle business? One way to make your voice heard in Washington is by joining NCBA. When you join, you'll be part of the nation's oldest and largest national cattle industry organization that has a professional team working in Washington, D.C. on issues that matter to cattle-producing families nationwide. Don't stay on the sidelines. Make your voice heard by joining NCBA today at the website ncba.org.
USDA's Farm Service Agency is reminding producers that the deadline for commodity and specialty crop producers to apply for the Emergency Relief Program for 2022 natural disaster losses is August 14th, 2024. For more, visit FSA today. I'm Lee Northlund.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I got to get to Vivek Ramaswamy's remarks last night. I partly wish it was Thursday because I'd love to get David Noble's take on the Republican National Convention coverage thus far. And I know he's a big fan of Vivek Ramaswamy. But hey, he'll be with us tomorrow, so we'll get a chance to hear his take. But love to get your take on that or anything else. Phone lines are open, 406-294-0970. I definitely want to play the portion of Vivek's speech last night where he talked to young people in particular. Because it was just one of those foundational speeches that I think every young person in America needs to hear. So that was great. I'll get to that here in a second. Let me get to some Montana headlines for you here. First off, if you go to MontanaTalks.com, here's some of the headlines you'll see there. Southeast Montana now has a really enormous wildfire. So we've got some of the latest on the fact that several smaller wildfires in Southeast Montana have now been combined into over 31,000 acres. So the latest update on our Montana Talks website. I've got a commentary here by Paul Mushaven talking about how back in the day we survived with no air conditioning in Montana. Paul, that's blasphemous. Don't you dare go suggesting this idea that we should go back to the... There's a lot of things we can go back to, but I love my air conditioning. I love my air conditioning. You know, we had natural AC on the Highline back in the day, but don't take away my AC, bro. Don't tase me, bro. Let's see. Oh, and then I have one big question about this important, you know, about this important Montana Highline water project. I don't know if you saw what I wrote there yesterday, but maybe I'll get to that later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. So that's our Montana Talks headlines for you. Here's some other headlines from the Montana Television Network. Judge to issue restraining order in ballot initiative signature gathering dispute. NBC Montana. Montana judge rules inactive voters' signatures count. That's a good summary right there. A Montana judge has ruled that inactive voters' signatures count. So even though that's against Montana law and it's against the Montana Constitution, that judge doesn't care. You know why that judge doesn't care? Because this judge in Helena, Judge Menahan, when he served as a Democrat in the state legislature, had a 100% voting record with Planned Parenthood. Apparently his 100% record for Planned Parenthood continues now while he sits on the bench. Wonder how much money he got over the years from Planned Parenthood too, by the way, and campaign funds and more. But yeah, basically what this boils down to is you've got a couple of rank things that the left wants to get on the ballot this fall. With deceptive language on both fronts. They want ranked choice voting to totally overhaul our primary election system, throw it out, and insert a whole new election shenanigan regime. So they want that rank concept to make the ballot with deceptive language. And then another just totally rank evil, evil, disgusting ballot initiative that they want to get on the ballot is basically this ballot initiative that would enshrine abortion on demand all the way up until the due date in our Montana Constitution. And by the way, why don't I hear more conservatives talking about that? Why don't I hear more conservatives talking about the Montana Supreme Court elections, which are so critical, which could eventually overturn nonsense like this? Oh, you're too busy. You're too busy being mad because your guy or your gal lost a primary. So you're willing to lose it all because you're still mad that your guy or your gal lost one primary. Priorities, people. Priorities. You know, this is just so outrageous. It's another reason why these Montana Supreme Court races are so important here. And I still have people ask me, who do we vote for the Montana Supreme Court? And one of our listeners, as always happens, the listeners always give the best information. They say, vote for the Sons of Montana. Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson for the Montana Supreme Court, if you want to restore some of this insanity. But yeah, basically, you've got a judge who had a 100% voting record for Planned Parenthood when he served in the legislature, now saying, I don't care what the Constitution says, I don't care what the law says, I get to do whatever I want. And he's going to rule on behalf of the Planned Parenthood butchers in the abortion mill industry. Let's see some. By the way, the state legislature, if some of you state lawmakers are listening in right now and you were in on this interim committee hearing yesterday, I didn't get a chance to watch it yet, but apparently that judge appeared before that committee and apparently got to be a little bit of a tense back and forth. I'd love to hear from you lawmakers that were there if you want to call in.
I'm Therese Crowley. Make America Strong Again, the theme for the Republican National Convention Day 3, with former rivals speaking on a night of unity around nominee Donald Trump, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Let's heed the call of our party's nominee to fight for these United States.
Congressman Corey Mills tells Fox the assassination attempt on the former president amplifies today's theme.
We certainly have to investigate what just happened Saturday so that we can ensure confidence in the American people that this won't happen again as president of the United States.
Made vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance speaking at the convention tonight. King Charles delivers the King's Speech in the UK Parliament, laying out the principles under new Labour Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Over there, security is number one, fairness and opportunity for all. America is listening to Fox News.
I don't know if any of you guys had the same reaction I just had there. Oh, it's King Charles. Yeah, nobody cares. They're King Charles. Goodness sake. Oh, man. It was like, you know, remember in the cartoon Robin Hood back in the day? It's like, oh, really? This is the king? This, what's he coming out on his climate change wagon? Before I fly all over the world burning carbon. See, there's not only failed leadership here in America. Don't worry, it's contagious. It is contagious. Speaking of contagious, that's exactly the line that stood out to me from Vivek Ramaswamy. We'll get to it here, but I want to start a little bit further back before he delivers his message to young people.
If you want to steal the border, vote Trump. If you want to restore law and order in this country, vote Trump. If you want to reignite the economy in this country, vote Trump. If you want to revive national pride in this country, vote Trump. If you want to make America great again, vote Trump. But there is one more reason I'm going to ask you to vote Trump, and it's the most important one. It's the one the media won't talk about, but it's the truth. Donald Trump is the president who will actually unite this country, not through empty words, but through action. Because you know what? Success is unifying. Excellence is unifying. That's who we are as Americans. That's who we've always been. To those of you watching this at home tonight, I'd like to deliver a message that the media doesn't want you to hear from the Republican Party. Our message to black Americans is this. The media has tried to convince you for decades that Republicans don't care about your communities, but we do. We want for you what we want for every American. Safe neighborhoods, clean streets, good jobs, a better life for your children, and a justice system that treats everyone equally, regardless of your skin color and regardless of your political beliefs. Our message to every legal immigrant in this country is this. You're like my parents. You deserve the opportunity to secure a better life for your children in America. But our message to illegal immigrants is also this. We will return you to your country of origin. Not because you're all bad people, but because you broke the law. And the United States of America was founded on the rule of law.
Yeah, so well said there by Vivek Ramaswamy. And then right after that, he goes into his message to millennials and to younger Americans. We'll get to that message here right after this. Phone lines are open as well, 406-294-0970. Plus, I've got several messages on the Montana Talks app that I've got to get to here as well. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte will be joining us from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. That's what's coming up on Wednesday's Montana Talks. He'll kick off our statewide hour. Of course, we take you statewide every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. And then after we hear from the governor, we should have the phone lines open for you or some other big guests joining us from Milwaukee. It's the best part of the show. You never know exactly what all we're going to cover. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I forgot. I got something fun to share with you, especially if you are listening to KBUL in the Billings area right now. You guys remember we were at Metals in Butte giving out gift cards, getting a chance to say hi to a bunch of friends in Butte, and we've done events in Bozeman. You were down at the Rock and R on a Friday night, got to see a bunch of our listeners. We were out at Black Pot Distillery in Belgrade with Owen and his fun crew out there. So we've been doing these events all across the state. I mentioned yesterday, right around this same time, I just threw it out there. I said, you know, normally around this time of the morning, every now and then we'll get messages from one of our listeners from his call sign is Light Brows in Hardin. Great guy. I've gotten to hang out with him a few times now. He's a Special Forces veteran from back in the day, served in Mogadishu and elsewhere. But anyway, so cool to get to know guys like that, especially with such an incredible service background. But I just threw it out there. I said, hey, Light Brows, if you're listening, you know, we're going to be in Hardin. And luckily, he was listening at that exact moment, and he came down and joined us. We had a great event at the Outlaws Cafe right there, Main Street, Hardin, Montana. Got to say hello to a bunch of great folks, and thanks to Alan and his team. Had a great meal there as well. But today, pretty much right after the show, this is going to be a fun one. You guys know our friends Mark and Paul. Paul Mushaven and Mark Wilson, they're on the country station out of Billings, but they're known as the Breakfast Flakes, and these guys are great. You know, Paul's the farmer rancher, strong conservative. I mean, he's not even just so much conservative. He's just a common sense guy who isn't afraid to say what he thinks, right? Great guy. And then Mark Wilson, he's the funny man. He knows everything about country music because, you know, his dad was on KMON radio in Great Falls back in the day. And so he, you know, they got to know Charlie Pride personally and so many great stories like that. But Mark's the funny guy. He tells the jokes. Every Wednesday, Mark goes out. I think practically every Wednesday, he goes out to the Blue Cat in Huntley. And so much, he, you know, enjoys a beverage and a good meal. So much so to where, you know, now it looks like so much fun. Every time I see these Wilson Wednesday things being promoted on Facebook, I'm like, man, I want to go to Wilson Wednesday. Well, we're going to Wilson Wednesday today. So, and we're going to be doing one of these events paid for by Americans for Prosperity. So if you're one of those people who's like, man, I want to go join Mark Wilson for Wilson Wednesday, today's the day to do it, because we are going to have a gift card for you. Anybody else who drops in, we want to help you fight inflation. You know, Joe Biden and John Tester's policies are just driving up the cost of everything. And some of you may not be going out to eat as much. Well, now's your chance. Come out, join. I'll be there. Mark Wilson will be there. I get to enjoy Wilson Wednesday. You get to enjoy Wilson Wednesday and get a gift card, too. So win-win. I think I'll be there basically from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So now I know Tim and Savage, you're like, hey, that's a long drive. I can't make that. I'm out here on the Mondakistan border. You know, I think if you left right now, if you left right now, you could make it. I think you could make it. But anyway, that's going to be a ton of fun. So we hope to see you out there. All right, let's see. God, I want to get to these Montana Talks app messages, but I need to play this from Vivek Ramaswamy. Shared a little bit of his remarks last night at day two of the Republican National Convention, but I loved his message to young people that I heard earlier this morning in the news coverage. Here we go.
Our message to millennials, speaking as one myself, yes, it's true. Our government sold us a false bill of goods with the Iraq War and the 2008 financial crisis, loading up our national debt that falls on our generation's shoulders, telling us that if we took out college loans, we'd somehow get a head start on the American dream, when it hasn't worked out that way. But we can't just be cynical about our country, because the United States of America is still the last best hope that we have, and we deserve a better class of politician, one who actually tells us the truth, even if it comes with some mean tweets from time to time. And our message to Gen Z is this: you're going to be the generation that actually saves this country. You want to be a rebel? You want to be a hippie? You want to stick it to the man? Show up on your college campus and try calling yourself a conservative. Say you want to get married, have kids, teach them to believe in God and pledge allegiance to their country. Because you know what? Fear has been infectious in this country, but courage can be contagious too. That too is what it means to be an American. And you know what? If you're at home and you disagree with everything I just said, our message to you is this: we will still defend to the death your right to say it, because that is who we are as Americans. We are the country where we can disagree like hell and still get together at the dinner table at the end of it. That is the America I know. That is the America we miss. We do not have to be ancient Rome. We don't have to be this nation in decline. We can still be a nation in our ascent, a nation whose best days, not in some fake politician way, but in a true way, a nation whose best days are actually still ahead of us, still on our way to that shining city on a hill, that country where no matter who you are or where your parents came from or what your skin color is or how long your last name is, that you will still get ahead in this country with your own hard work, your own commitment, your own dedication, and that you know what? You are free to speak your mind at every step of the way. That is the American dream. That is what won us the American Revolution. That is what reunited us after the Civil War. That is what won us two world wars and the Cold War. That is what still gives hope to the free world. And if we can revive that dream over group identity and victimhood and grievance, then nobody in the world, not a nation, not a corporation, not a virus, not China, is going to defeat us. That is what American exceptionalism is all about. And that is what we will revive this November when we send Donald J. Trump back to the White House. Thank you all. God bless you and your families. And may God bless our United States of America. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, I tell you what, now you know exactly why David Noble was such a fan very early on of Vivek Ramaswamy. I was almost going to end it right at that quote. That was such a great quote here. Fear has been infectious in this country, but courage can be contagious too. What a great line. I almost was going to end it right there, but wow, I'm glad I kept rolling that audio for you here. And thanks to our producer, Travis, for pulling that full audio for us from the convention last night. All right, let's go into the phone lines. 294-0970, the number for you. Richard in Jordan, thanks for the call.
Good morning, Aaron. Say, I just wanted to touch on something that I've been thinking a lot about here lately. In the political climate of the last 9 years. And one thing that I'm noticing is I have to use an analogy that I know and you would definitely understand. When you join the service and you go into basic training, one of the things that they need to do is desensitize the individual. And so one of the ways that they do that is by when you're on a rifle range or a pistol range, you have pop-up targets that you're shooting at. And in my day, they used Soviet uniforms on the targets because that was our most likely enemy. And they want you to be able to do your job without thinking of a human being.
Yeah, you have to dehumanize your enemy and your opponent. And Ivan was who our target was, and it would be O.D. Green or something to that effect, but it was Ivan. And then when you affixed bayonets, you use the same thing with a bayonet as you would go after Ivan, right?
Absolutely. And now, I mean, looking back on it over the last 9 years, when you look at MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, ABC, you look at all the networks, whenever they want to make a point, it's all of them that do it together in an eight-hour cycle. And they're all saying the same exact thing about MAGA Republicans. They don't ever say that we're humans.
That's right.
They use MAGA Republicans, and they dehumanize anybody that was willing to vote for Donald Trump.
All of us, yeah.
And exactly. So now what we have is we have an entire base that doesn't see us as humans. And the young lady that you talked to in Hardin, it kind of...
Well, she wasn't young, but that's okay. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you got my drift.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's able to make that comment because she's completely desensitized to the fact that Donald Trump is a human being.
Yeah, and because they have totally, with their sensationalist fake news coverage, totally dehumanized Donald Trump. But Richard made a very important point. They've dehumanized every single one of you.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Fox News commentary.
Instagram seemingly doesn't view celebrating the assassination attempt of a former president as a community guideline violation. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Kudlow and Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Posts regarding the assassination attempt on former President Trump by various news and culture outlets have brought out the most vile online trolls imaginable. Many users have left comments across various posts either celebrating the assassination attempt or lamenting its failure. I have personally reported these vile comments to Instagram and have been sickened but not surprised to receive notice. These comments will not be removed because they don't violate Instagram's community guidelines. What? Celebrating the assassination attempt on a former president doesn't violate community guidelines, but comments commenting on COVID vaccine injuries, masking, and other COVID protocols is a qualified violation? Because I've been personally censored for that very thing on Instagram. Isn't it funny how free speech is so selected for those social media companies? I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Many people feel like they're barely making ends meet. In a recent study of U.S. workers, nearly half of respondents said they had less than $1,000 in savings, and 75% said they consider themselves to be living paycheck to paycheck. However, there are some small ways to save on a tight budget, and there are apps that can help you with the process. There are budgeting apps like Rocket Money, which can help you with everything from spending analysis and budgeting tools to bill negotiation and subscription cancellation services. The app is free, but some features cost money, and you'll need to sign up for a premium membership to unlock everything. And apps like Acorn and Chime are all-in-one financial platforms that have roundup features, so you can link your debit card, checking account, or credit card to the platform. And whenever you make a purchase, the company rounds up the amount to the next full dollar and deposits the extra change to your savings account. Many apps use a variety of techniques to make saving money less of a hassle.
Save on down to 2043 Grand Avenue or go to jurosmedical.com and get yours today.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise.
Leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I'm really glad Richard and Jordan called in, because as I was hearing Vivek Ramaswamy's remarks, it took me back to that conversation that I mentioned earlier in the hour. So Vivek Ramaswamy, he was talking about, he gave a message to people that disagree with us. He said, and I'm looking at the transcript here, as Americans, we are the country where we can disagree like hell and still get together at the dinner table at the end of it. And that is who we are, right? And I mean, it's just like case in point. For example, yesterday, I told you guys, we did this great event in Hardin, and we're set up right out on the street, got a table set up. We're obviously criticizing the spending policies of Joe Biden and John Tester. And I mentioned, for those of you who missed it, how this woman came up to us and she says, well, I'm one of those people who wishes that the shooter wouldn't have missed. And again, we're not out there to pick fights with people. We're trying to have conversations with people and engage with people. So, you know, I just let that one roll off. And then we just, you know, talked about other things and talked about what we were doing. And it was a very nice, cordial conversation. And it's like, wow, how can somebody so easily say that they wished that their political opponent was murdered when they literally watched this attempt happen on live TV? Or a few minutes after the fact. Richard and Jordan, I was thinking about it during the break. It's like, you know, people will go from being like, you know, the nice old yeller, you know, the puppy from the TV, from the movie, to then all of a sudden it's like you mentioned Donald Trump's name and they turn into the rabid old yeller that practically needs, I'm not saying they need to be put down, but you know what I'm saying here, right?
Well, absolutely. And if I may share with you what my fear is, very briefly. If you think about it, what it took for them to desensitize a soldier to the humanity on a battlefield that they would witness, it took 16 weeks. And that's how long basic training in AIT is, 16 weeks. And you are completely desensitized. You're ready to go out on that battlefield and do your job without emotion and without interruption of the mind, because you've been trained to do it. They've had 9 years, longer than 9 years. They've actually had a full 10 years to desensitize and get an entire group of people, a large swath of America's citizenry, to be completely desensitized to an entire other swath of the country. And I mean, if think about this for just a second. If let's and I pray to God this never happens or it doesn't end up being the case. But imagine if at the RNC, if a gunman or a group of gunmen were to go in there and just start mowing down people in that place with automatic weapons. How many people would, they may not cheer it on, but they're going to be like, well, we got rid of a bunch of them.
Look at COVID-19.
That is my fear.
Look at COVID-19. Look at what, this already happened. We already saw this, Richard, right? Wait, if you were somebody who questioned vax mandates or mask mandates that we now know didn't work, that we knew then didn't work, but they were claiming they cheered. They laughed. If a Republican died from COVID-19,
right.
They mocked it. We've already seen it, you know, the dehumanization and the desensitization and them openly cheering the death of their political opponent. We've already seen it here in America. But, you know, this also reminds us, Richard, of what we haven't seen in the past few days. We haven't seen Trump supporters and conservatives burning down cities, burning down police precincts. Rioting, looting. You know, can you imagine if the tables were turned? Imagine? What was that?
That's not us. That's not who we are.
Exactly. Richard, that was incredible. Thanks so much for the surprise phone call. Best part of the show is taking your calls. That's a great example of it right there. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, hey, we got some open phones time for you to kick things off here on the 8 o'clock hour. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte will be joining us from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. That's what's coming up on Wednesday's Montana Talks. He'll kick off our statewide hour. Of course, we take you statewide every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. And then after we hear from the governor, we should have the phone lines open for you or some other big guests joining us from Milwaukee. It's the best part of the show. You never know exactly what all we're going to cover. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.